This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. The latest stats show passenger numbers have decreased slightly through Friday, the second day of the Chinese National Day holiday, but transportation remains under considerable pressure across the country. Vehicle flows dropping by around 20% compared with Thursday. 244 extra trains were added, and railway authorities estimate 11 million passengers traveled by rail on Friday. The airlines say Beijing, Shanghai, and Guangzhou remain the busiest with travelers, while coastal cities and well-known scenic areas also experience large crowds as well. China's National Meteorological Center has upgraded the alert level for the approaching typhoon Mujie. The orange alert is the second highest on the four-tier system in China. Mujie, which is currently packing winds of around 130 kilometers per hour at the center, has moved into the northern area of the South China Sea. Still tracking toward the eastern coast of Hainan, forecasters are warning the typhoon is going to bring heavy gales to the coastal regions of Guangdong, Hainan, and Guangxi in the coming 2 days. The Chinese government promising stronger ties with Singapore. Chinese President Xi Jinping has made this suggestion in a note of congratulations sent to Singapore's president to mark the 25th anniversary of diplomatic ties. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has also sent off a message to his counterpart Lee Hsien Loong. The note comes on the heels of Lee Hsien Loong being sworn in on Thursday as the country's prime minister once again following last month's elections in Singapore. Authorities overseeing the construction of the world's largest radio telescope in southern China say the electric wiring stage of the process has now been completed. The completion of the electric wiring on the massive project in Guizhou is a critical stage in powering the 500-meter-wide spherical radio telescope. FAST, as the project is dubbed, is expected to be finished sometime next year. Once completed, Chinese scientists say the telescope will help mankind better understand the origins of our universe. FAST is going to be the largest telescope in the world, surpassing the Arecibo Observatory in Puerto Rico, which is 300 meters in diameter. At least 30 people are confirmed dead and several hundred others still missing following a landslide on the outskirts of the Guatemalan capital, Guatemala City. Officials are warning the death toll is likely to rise, as some 600 are still unaccounted for. Around 125 homes were leveled after heavy rains brought down the slide on a hill around 15 kilometers east of Guatemala City. 34 people have been pulled out alive. Countries, including the United States and Cuba, have offered assistance. 13 weapons have been recovered from the gunman responsible for the mass shooting in a U.S. community college in Roseburg, Oregon, on Thursday. 10 people were killed, including the shooter himself. Officials say all of the weapons had been purchased legally. 6 of the weapons were recovered from the scene of the shooting, while the other 7 were found in the shooter's home. Police have also recovered ammunition and a vest with steel plates in it. The event grabbing attention of gun control advocates, including President Barack Obama, who says that Americans have become numb to mass shootings. Australian authorities are suggesting terrorism is a likely factor in the fatal shooting of a civilian police employee on Friday. 17-year veteran Curtis Chung was gunned down outside a local police detachment on Friday afternoon by a 15-year-old. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has issued a statement saying they believe it was an act of politically motivated violence. A teenager of Iraqish Kurdi descent, born in Iran, was later killed by police in a shootout. Australian authorities say the teenager was not on the country's watch list of suspected terror supporters. Authorities in Saudi Arabia have started DNA tests on unidentified bodies recovered following a stampede outside Mecca. A local hospital in the city has been collecting DNA samples from people who are still looking for their family members, looking for matches among those unidentified. Stampede taking place outside Mecca last month while pilgrims were participating in a ritual part of the annual Hajj pilgrimage. Saudi officials say the tragedy left more than 700 dead, leaving more than 900 others injured. G20 energy ministers have met in Istanbul to adopt an action plan for easier access to energy in Africa. Turkish Minister Ali Reza Aboyan stating that energy access is a priority for his fellow G20 energy ministers. The first phase of the plan will focus on sub-Saharan Africa and will establish a long-term voluntary cooperation framework among G20 countries. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.